I believe people in this country are somewhat isolated, partly due to the promotion of the ideology of individualism over community. Individualism strengthens the idea that each person progresses through their own efforts, based on dedication, focus, effort, and the personal decisions that are made. Community confirms that personal achievements come from shared knowledge, common values, and mutual support. Community says society is responsible for the success of all. It appears at one point in Judges 17:6, Israel left the community behind and welcomed individualism with open arms. Maybe they all felt there were too many problems and too little agreement within their community. It all just looked like conflict with no bridge, and it appeared like there were no boundaries either. The word records this attitude in the statement, "And every man did what was right in his own eyes," which eventually left them isolated and alone with no authentic connections. We need friends, but are they real, authentic friends? Just associates of convenience or acquaintances? And all the while, our hearts are just nearly lonely to pieces for lack of close relationships. Do we have companions anymore? A companion is a friend type, but the implication is that they aren't an intimate or close friend. Job 24:17 is a friend type as someone we know well. Job 19:21 portrays a companion type friend, which isn't the same as Job 19:19, which is a close and intimate type friend. Scripture denotes degrees of the word friend, but we just call anyone closer than a mere associate as friend. We are sloppy with our discernment on this matter, for there is a noteworthy distinction. We all have friends we hang out with and know more or less. Most of us have friends to whom we are closer and are companions. But honestly, I don't think many of us have intimate friends, close, connected, and trusted, who we are completely transparent with and refuse to betray. I think we are often willing to isolate ourselves to protect our heart from betrayal. You know, I get it. But we also build walls around ourselves to our own detriment to keep our heart from getting hurt. But much of the hurt is something from our own past, which we read into our future. You know what I mean? When we say we are a friend of God, I wonder if we even really know what that means, and do we truly see the value of such a thing? Maybe this is why when Jesus said, "Always with you and never leave you," it is so, so, so huge. God was being a friend to mankind who was isolated from the beginning due to poor choosing and the betrayal in the garden. He was being an example of what a friend looks like. Jesus is the bridge between mankind and the Father, and within him are also the boundaries, which are always healthy for relationships. Friendship with no boundaries is called enabling. Did you get that? Here it is again. Friendship with no boundaries is called enabling. The concept of friend seems to be a very loose term anymore, and we have, once again, squeezed all the God value out of the word, then inserted our own shallow definitions, which more suit our purposes rather than hold up a high standard. Authentic friendship is a work born out of time and trial. When we really connect with others, that's a God thing. Years can go by and one day we see our friend again and we just take up where we left off like it was yesterday. The bridge is still right where we left it. Although mankind in general is a betrayer from the beginning, the Lord, knowing the end from the beginning, made a plan to rescue us, regardless of our inclination for betrayal. He even empowers us to overcome our traitorous heart, no longer being betrayers, but to be good friends. Friendship is a God thing for sure, and only He could have come up with something so profound. In Psychology Today, Anais Nin put it beautifully when she said, "Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only by this meeting that a new world is born. Though some natural loners are happy without them, most of us depend greatly on the company of true friends. As with any relationship, friendships bring support and joy, and even occasionally strife." She also astutely observed that love and friendship never die a natural death. They die because we don't know how to replenish their source. They die because of blindness, errors, and betrayals. They die of illness and wounds. They die of weariness, of witherings, and tarnishings. The whole idea of the word relationship is about the word relate. So, what do we relate to others about that we could call them friend? If we relate to others based on our addictions in common, is that a basis for friendship? After all, it seems having addictions in common, or even similar criminal intentions, seems to make an instant bridge for many. But is that really a bridge of connection constituting friendship? No. Recent research based on a large sample audience with an average age between 20 and 35 suggests that people have significant misconceptions regarding exactly which of the people they consider friends are truly their authentic friends. The study revealed that only about half of participants successfully identified their true friends. Now, I think that is truly troubling.